This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I like the confidence from the young quarterback.
His first day, he's going to be confident.
I love it. Like, I don't know. To me, stuff like that, you know, I don't know if people are going to blow it out of proportion one way or the other, but like, to me, there's only upside in saying things like that. I mean, I suppose if the offense looks really bad midway through October, people might point back to it and be like, you said you were going to be this.
And that will happen.
And that will happen, but I don't expect the offense to be like that. Right. Now, if they're the number one offense in the NFL, then he can say he called it back in July, which would be great. But I just I like that he has the confidence in that group. He should. I like what he said about Kyle Pitts, about just sort of getting ahead of all of it and being like, yeah, you saw that I threw it to Pitts a lot today, huh?
Right, right.
Going to happen a lot, which is great. It sort of takes some of that pressure off of a little bit, some of the pressure and the questions, the narrative off Pitts, and puts it on himself, which is, I don't know, a good quarterback leadership to me.
I think it's exactly what it is. And like you just said, the leadership part about it, because sometimes you just want – I hate the word throw him a bone, but make him, you know, come out and praise, you know. And he did a great job with Kylan from what I was reading. From a lot of people that I trust, training camp notes. Kyle was having a nice day yesterday. And, I mean, the dude, we already talked about it ad nauseum. The dude is a freakish athlete that I think if he's given opportunities, he's going to come through more times than not. Now, he's got to be on the field in this office. You got to do more than just make plays if you're at the position that he is, that the position he plays. You know, and I'm not going to go say I'll have all his confidence, but I think this is Kyle understands, and I hope he understands. This is a big year for him.
He has to, and he knows.
And I think, you know, when you talking about what other guys are making at your position, you know, you want to find a way to get into that category. So, well, for Michael to go out there, I'm not saying he went out of his way to throw Kyle the ball. Maybe it was just the looks that were given to, you know, because it's the first day of install. Everything is not. You know, everything is pretty basic the first day. You want to get out there, run around with you guys. I always talk about training camp is the first day of install, the same first day of install that you've been doing forever.
Yeah.
You know, so it ain't nothing new or anything like that.
I don't think either one of us are going to sit here and try to make anything more out of the actual, like, throwing to Pitts and catching the ball in those 11-on-11s than it is.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fine.
It's like, good.
It doesn't really mean anything going forward, but it's nice. To me, the more important thing was just him like acknowledging it, being like, "Yeah, I know what you blankers are talking about in there."
Yes.
I know because you know Pitts did the smart thing too.
Who's gotten more crap this offseason? Kirk Cousins and Kyle.
Yeah, Kirk probably more.
Obviously, Kirk
certainly
the more
nationally.
But I'm just saying, like here, it's been Kyle.
Absolutely,
it's been Kyle for the last 2 years, and because of the where he was drafted. Now, if Kyle was a third round pick something like that, but he was number four overall pick, and so. With that, and Kyle knows this, with that comes a responsibility that people or expectation that people have for you. And I'm not going to say Kyle was overdrafted. It seems like it now, but a lot of people had Kyle as one of the top five prospects in that draft. They just did. It is what it is. But I have I have high hopes for Kyle. I always have. Because I just, you know, one, I'm partial to the position. And two, I just think this dude has natural gifts that are not a lot of tight ends are born with. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just hopefully that, you know, he's played well when he has good quarterback play.
That's right.
He's played well when he has good quarterback play. So hopefully that unlocks him and he goes out and produces.
Yeah, he's been unlocked.
Yeah.
Like, intermittently.
They lost the key.
Yeah, they lost the key.
Yeah, lost the key.
They lost the key.
Kirk got a locksmith.
Yeah.
So Michael Penix is a new locksmith.
Can he pick a lock?
I don't know. Yeah, Michael. Yeah, there it is. Michael Penix.
The locksmith.
Michael Penix is the new locksmith for Kyle Pitts.
If they got like 6 touchdowns by Halloween or something like that, that's an endorsement deal waiting to happen. Right there. There's got to be. I don't know who the big locksmith is in town or whatever, but get in touch with Penix's people.
Yeah, man.
Michael Penix, the locksmith?
Yeah, dog.
Him and Kyle Pitts in the commercial together?
I can see it.
He's throwing spirals like through the keyhole?
I can see it.
Oh.
I can see
this
it.
This is great.
I can see it.
Okay, so now that we've done that, I'll tell you what I did. I don't know if I was going to say this on the radio or not today, because it might be a little too optimistic and ridiculous, but so what? I don't care. It's that time of year. I'm trying to speak it into existence with Kyle Pitts this year. If you look at the 4-week stretch in between the Tampa games, right? Week 5 to week 9 mm-hmm. last year, where Kirk was playing his best, the offense was playing. I mean, by the end of that game, the second win against Tampa, Kirk Cousins was a top 3 passer in football in terms of yardage. In that 4-game stretch, Kyle Pitts was his most productive that he's ever been in a 4-game stretch in his entire career. And so I realize it's hard to say, okay, take that 4-game stretch where he was more effective than he's ever been and spread that out over an entire season. Because it's hard to – I mean, he was more effective than he's ever been. Hard to say he could do that for 16 or 17 games. But if you did, that's 80 catches, mm-hmm. 1,200 yards, mm-hmm. it's 10 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the type of stuff that you would expect from a number 4 overall pick.
Yes.
And that at least gives you a glimpse into the idea that he can do it.
Yes,
and that's when he had that – that was the most competent the quarterback play was – all year, and the most competent quarterback play he's had since his rookie year with Matt Ryan.
Yes.
So it's not crazy to talk yourself into the idea that in the right, with the right quarterback play, and I don't even think he's been unmotivated. Maybe he has. I don't know. I don't care. But assuming that he knows what's at stake this season, and I think that he does. I don't think it's crazy to talk yourself into thinking that he can have a really good year.
I don't either. I don't either. But I think the biggest thing with it is, you know, the consistency part about it. And a lot of times, I can always speak from experience, you know, sometimes you get frustrated with the fact that you're open so much or you're doing everything you can to get open and the ball is not flying your way.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there's so many things and so many factors that go into that. You know, somebody got beat, quarterback was rushed or something like that. There's so many factors that go into it. Why pass catchers don't catch a lot of balls. I mean, don't catch balls sometimes is because you're open like hell. Because I've seen Kyle open, but I've also seen what goes around the quarterback before getting to him. I've seen a point where I didn't think Kyle was running on certain plays.
Yeah.
So it goes in and out. I ain't hit a dump on Kyle because too many people have done that already.
There's no point at this
point.
But I
think that when you look at this offense as a whole with Michael Penix, his job is hard. It's hard as hell. I still think it's the hardest position to play in sports is an NFL quarterback. That's just my opinion. But when you think about the fact that you get experience by playing more, right?
Yes.
He's played 3 games. Now, I'm not going to give him the excuse of 3 games because I've seen rookie quarterbacks come in the league and play well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to give him that. But those guys, we've seen more of the good than the bad. Those guys had growing pains. I've seen some throws of James like, oh, that's a rookie throw. Or C.J. Stroud the year before, I've seen, you know, and things like that. So it happens. But the biggest thing with him is you got to limit those mistakes because they're going to be mistakes. There just is. And, I mean, the most veteran quarterbacks in the ball have mistakes, balls they want back or things like that. His thing is that he just can't do that. You mentioned it yesterday. Some components at 58% is not going to win games.
Can't do it.
It's not going to win games in this league.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much of that was learning all those different things? Definitely was. You know, the first game of the year, it just started throwing at these guys because we knew when we were talking to Moody during the summer, he's like, I haven't caught a ball with Michael Penix. You know, this is just Michael goes with the 2s, Kirk goes with the 1s, and like any other practice, we don't rotate them. A lot of times the starting receivers don't stay out after practice with the young quarterback and things like that, so he didn't have that rhythm with him. He got the rhythm. He had thrown with these dudes since spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a little throwing camp whenever it was a couple weeks ago before camp, so as you go through camp, you get more and more comfortable. And as you get more and more looks, and I'm not talking about going against your same guys, when you have that inter-squad scrimmage, if you get into preseason games, you might find a way to get – that's how you find a way to get rhythm.
Maybe we can do this a little bit later in the show when we have a little bit more time, because we've got about 60 seconds before we go to break here. But about a year ago at this time, when we knew who the coaching staff was going to be and where they came from and all of that, the conversation about Zach Robinson coming from a Sean McVay system in Los Angeles, and how much 11 person, how much one tight end they play. We just assumed they would play more than that. We just thought that they would play two tight ends. They played as much 11 personnel last year as anyone in the NFL.
Yep. I didn't understand it, but sometimes
Just wonder, is there a conversation to be had now? And I'm sure we'll talk to Zach Robinson at some point during camp, or some of the reporters will. Like, do you evolve from that a little bit? Like, you know, because maybe that's a way to get Kyle Pitts more involved and more comfortable. You know?
It could be. I mean, I think that the biggest thing with him, Andy, is you got to get him involved early. That's my part. But if they don't, you can't check out. Because one thing I always learned, because I had a mistake because I wasn't ready. I was like, damn, the ball's not coming and all those different things. And then when it came, I wasn't ready for it. And you can never not be in that moment, because you're just running routes, running constantly. You're open, you're working your ass off to get open, and the damn ball is not flying there. And I learned this early in my career, as I, you know, my coach sat me down after every Sunday game. I would have to get up Monday morning, go watch film with my tight end coach, and he would show me, look at it. All right, now you see this. You're great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Got great route. Look at the pocket. Look at the quarterback. He's rushed. He's sped up. All those different things. But you got to stay engaged at all times. And you know, Zach, he's a first year play caller. He learned on the job also. Yep. So how does he adjust?
He was doing what he was comfortable with.
Yes, exactly. And so how do you adjust and put more in your toolbox?
Mm-hmm.
As an offensive coordinator, knowing what you did last year.
Yeah. No, it'll be interesting to see how everybody's a little different, maybe a year wiser, a year more comfortable with one another as this season gets underway. Yesterday was the first day of training camp. A lot of fun storylines coming out of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.